Hi, it's Katrina from Wholesome Ireland. It is Wednesday, the 23rd of October, 2013. On Monday, the 21st of October, Safe Food, which is the Irish agency charged with promoting healthy and safe eating for the island of Ireland, it's a semi-state body, launched their childhood Fighting Childhood Obesity campaign. It is aimed at fighting childhood obesity with specific targets towards children under the age of 5. Now, I am not disagreeing with the message of their campaign at all. I completely agree with an awful lot of the messages surrounded within their campaign. Topics like encouraging your children to get out and be more active, to eat less, to eat more fruit and vegetables. These are all key messages that I think are extremely important for parents today. However, there is a glaring omission from this campaign. There's a glaring omission from the whole of the campaign. I took a look at the campaign online. I read through the press release, and there is a glaring omission from it. That is so big that I have to say that my blood pressure has risen. And the reason is that one of the key factors in cutting down childhood obesity is encouraging breastfeeding of children to the World Health Organization, that's the WHO guidelines. And the WHO guidelines advise breastfeeding children to the age of 2 and beyond where possible. Breastfeeding rates in Ireland are extremely low when compared to other countries across the world. I've spoken about it on the blog at length. I've spoken about my own experiences with breastfeeding. Now, I do want to emphasize that I am not criticizing nor judging those who, for various reasons, have to supplement their children's diets with powdered milk or a breast milk substitute. I completely understand that there are reasons why you would choose to use a breast milk substitute, a powdered milk, or an alternative as opposed to breastfeeding your own child. However, when it comes to Safe Foods' remit, when it comes to their responsibilities, personally, I feel that they are failing in their responsibility to advise parents how to cut down on childhood obesity. These statistics surrounding breastfeeding and childhood obesity are proven. They're available even on the HSE, that's the Health Service Executive. They're available on the HSE's website, breastfeeding.ie. They're available from a number of World Health Organization policy documents and research documents. And therefore, I really cannot understand if they are trying to combat childhood obesity, it particularly targeting children under the age of 5, why they would neglect the importance of breastfeeding in children under the age of 2. I am so perturbed by this campaign and the black hole when it comes to encouraging breastfeeding rates in Ireland that I am actually penning. Yes, I have a pen and I have a piece of paper and I'm writing a letter to Safe Food. I am aware that they use Audioboo. I'm hoping that they hear this message from me in the meantime before my letter arrives. If you feel that perhaps they have made an omission, made an error, please do let them know. If you feel that I am being a little too hard on them, please let me know. I do understand that the message of combating childhood obesity is extremely important. I am not detracting from the core message that they are aiming to get out. I'm not detracting from the campaign. I just feel that if breastfeeding rates in Ireland were to improve, and if it were supported better by the HSE, by organisations such as Safe Food, then the rates of childhood obesity would also decline along with their well-intentioned campaign. If you're looking to contact me, you'll find me on all good social networks as Wholesome Ireland, apart from Twitter, where you will find me as @WholesomeIE.